information from Mr. Meyer and from other hotel clients we represent in the area to come up with my own pro forma, and that's how I arrived at my value request of $960,000.
And did you indicate you were unable to do one on this one because of
he had pretty excessive management fees, and on this one I pulled out his fees and I come up with $957,962. So I'm just below.
What was your number?
Below what you're asking, what he's asking.
Yeah. And
I'll take the 960.
What was your number?
957-692. I'm sorry.
Unless you want to keep it consistent, 957.
No, I'm doing that on a COVID basis when we have the cost analysis there.
That's fine.
And plus, I know that system is built.
Right.
Yeah, that's kind of how I'm looking at it. But, on this particular one, you're getting the benefit. So, 957-6. I would make a motion. We reduce it to 957. 962. He can brag how he beat us up on this one.
Nah.
I don't know. I think the other ones proved that I didn't.
962. We relent.
All right. BOE, there's a motion to change BOE number 244. 3601 Shepherd of the Hills Expressway to
$957,962.
I second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands. Again, I appreciate the assessor's willingness to go through the financials on these. That's extra work in bringing that number to the table. Thank you.
What's this next one?
BOE 245.
So this is just a parcel of vacant land. The market value essentially doubled. To $632,490, which is an assessed per acre of $130,680 approximately, rounding up. So what I did is I went and looked at all of the adjacent or surrounding large lots and looked to see what their assessments were. So you'll see that the average and the median is, so the average is $90,000 an acre, the median is $98,000 an acre. I reconciled $75,000 an acre, which is comps 3 and 4 were given the most weight because they were most similar in size. So basically split the difference at $75,000 an acre, and I'm requesting $363,000 of market value, which I believe was the previous assessment.
Where are we?
It's that lot right there. I just got highlighted.
Gretna Road and Branch Meadows Drive. Right there at the corner of it.
It's right next to.
Right, behind it.
Right next to Comfort Inn.
Okay. I mean, I know I've looked at stuff like that, and that. So you're requesting it to be changed to
363,
which I believe is the previous market value that the assessor had.
What's the jump?
Okay. When Mr. Myers asked us to do all his property, I didn't realize that this was raw land, because we weren't even doing land until 2020.
I was going to say, I thought you hadn't touched that yet.
Right, and so they all went out and looked, and then, I don't know, was it Kenny? Or
I did it.
Yeah, so he just looked at the land adjacent to it and made it even with everybody else that's right adjacent. So that's what we did.
What was the previous assessment on it?
It was 3-something.
3-6.
So I'm asking for more than the previous assessment, and, you know, I looked at the other raw land in the area adjacent to it, and I didn't find anything.
I make a motion that we accept the 363.
Just for purposes of discussion, is that your experience out there in the market?
Yes, right, yes. I've looked, not that, I've looked at one across the street and had some clients in, and it sat for quite a while at that, in that range.
And you, what properties did, was this compared to arrive at this value?
You're asking.
Yeah, I just was curious.
I I didn't know that.
Ain't that right?
Kenny has something to interject if you don't.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Raw Kenny. Land's worth more than land with a structure on. You don't have to tear that motel down to rebuild. It's already there. And I'm pretty sure I put it on. What's it on for a square foot?
I don't know if I can pull a square foot.
He can tell us real quick. So I guess it's around $3 a square foot is what I put it on for.
Can you go to that screen, Wesley, for the...
I have land values, but I don't have...
No. We're talking about the actual assessment.
No, he's just on...
Here's a sale.
The Ulrich, if you go to the land section.
Here's a sale. Here's a couple of equity.
It'll tell you what we've done.
I'm just curious.
I hear you.
Yeah, it's roughly $3 a square foot.
Can we look...
This is all I have on the Ulrich.
I mean...
Can we look at the one... next door to it, like, and I know it's smaller. It's a slightly smaller part.
Well, look
right there. Yeah.
Which one?
Just go directly across from the hotel. Yeah, right there. Whatever that is. Yeah. What's their?
That's on at $41,000 an acre. That's one of my comps. Less than a dollar. It's 50 cents a square foot.
41,000 an acre. That's about a buck a square foot. That's 80 some cents. Acre is 43,000 and
right.
Change.
It's 43,560.
So it's about a buck something.
Yeah.
And I get, hey Kenny, I mean, I appreciate the work that you do. I'm not trying to knock that. And I get that there are some hotels that make it worth less.
I'm not even talking about the hotel. I just know that in years past, listening to many, many appraisers that have come through here, because I've sat here many, many
years.
You've
been here before us, you'll be here after us.
And I've heard, you know, many, many times that raw land is worth more than land with a structure on it. Because you don't have to demo it to build what you want to build. And that lot right there is just about as flat as you'll ever see.
The other lot over here isn't bad either. And then what's the one just to the north? Yeah, that one, northeast.
So
it's valued at $69,350.
That's
2 acres.
It's a 2 acre lot. Based on market value, it's assessed for $109,000 an acre. So it's half the size. Again,
yeah. I mean, I realize larger pieces of land go for less.
Comps three. I mean, I'm not really even.
Pieces of land go
I'm just arguing that it's not equitable with the others in the area.
Right. It's a discrimination.
I don't care. Don't matter to me.
She hasn't touched these yet. She hasn't been able to.
That's what I was always told.
They may all.
I would agree with that.
That much. I mean.
Yeah. They may all go up it. And it's my understanding that the assessor's office really hasn't touched these other vacant lots right now. You're planning
no.
to do that next for correct. Our next round of appeals next year.
2 years. 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years. Okay.
So I have a motion on the table to receive his valuation of $363,000.
I think... until we can get a more consistent on vacant land, a more consistent figure, I'm going to for surrounding properties. I'm going to go ahead and second the motion on this one.
All right, we have a motion on number 245, vacant land. To change the. Appraised valuation to $363,000. We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands. Is that...
And,
nope, we have one more with you.
You have four or five more.
Okay.
No, yeah, there's this one, and then we've got some...
There's Daniel Wilger and Daniel Williams.
Okay. Is this a different...
Yes, this is the Chateau Land LLC. This is the Chateau on the Lake Hotel.
Interesting.
It's BOE number 247.
BOE number 247.
So this one was a little bit different. Unfortunately, I did not have authorization from the owner to supply historical income and expense. I wish I did. They are consistent across the country that they don't share their income and expense, but what I was able to talk them into sharing their decline in NOI and ADR, which was approximately 60% decline in NOI, which they're running at a negative NOI now, and a 40% decline in ADR. I'm assuming that this assessment is based on the cost basis.
Cost basis, yes.
So, I guess for the spirit of consistency, I mean, if you take that 10% discount, it's going to get me close to my requested value.
That has actually been changed over the years, so it...
Yeah, back in 2018, the previous assessor in an off year jumped it to almost $50 million. And that was
50?
Yes.
Where do you?
Well, it was an informal reduction back to the 28 million.
Okay.
Hasn't been to BOE.
No, it was not a BOE appeal. It was a.
Was that like a mistake?
I was not as involved in that one.
Okay.
Something about a new system. Did you guys implement a new? System around that time.
17, I think we could.
Yeah, so in 18, you'll see that from 17 to 18, it increased $3 million.
I didn't have enough information for an income, so
sure.
I was just going to stick with what...
Oh, sure.
So for the spirit of consistency and making a 10% adjustment, again, it gets me close to my...
I would move that we set the appraised value at 25,130,000. Excuse me, that was your request. I would retract that number. 25,599,884.
All right, we have a motion to change the valuation of BOE number 247 to $25,599,884. I will second that motion. All in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands.
What's your next one?
BOE number 286.
Got it.
AUM Hospitality.
Which one is this?
This is the... One moment. Quality. This is another Quality Inn.
286.
I'm assuming you weren't able to do income on this one either, since you...
286.
No, that one I just applied the 100 rooms times 22,000 because it's a mid-range, which brings us in about the same as our cost value.
What was it last year, and what are you asking for?
I don't have what it was last year. It was... Wesley, what was the value last year?
Was it not $2,035,251?
Yeah, it was the same. So it stayed flat, and if she's basing it off the cost or income, I mean, again, consistency sake, I'm asking for almost $1.5 million. So you know, a 10% reduction basically split the baby at $2.8 million.
1.8.
Sorry, 1.8 million.
made once.